We've been going through the sugya of Kavod, and the truth is, it's very interesting, the reactions. Some say that this topic, this sugya, is life-changing, which I hope it's going to affect me. I'm still waiting. But it really is, because a lot of times we're sort of dealing with small things in our life, and we're trying to overcome this and overcome that. And as we say, Iker Chaser Min HaSefer, we're missing the Yisoid HaDvarim. The Yisoid HaDvarim, which we're talking about, is how to define yourself. Defining yourself as a Ben Torah. Once a person has such a definition for himself, so life becomes different. Their decisions become different. And it's been very challenging for all of us going through this sugya, which is that, okay, but I don't want that. I don't like that. I don't want to be this full Ben Torah. And why? Why don't I want that? What's driving that? What's motivating that? You know, it's very easy. Okay, so now I will be a Ben Torah. It doesn't work. Tried it a few times. It doesn't go. So let's try to understand what the Yetzirah is to not be a Ben Torah. To not be a Ben Torah. After all, it says in Pirkei Avos, Ein ben chayrin al mishayitz b'tayra. A free man. Who wouldn't want to be a free man? Only a slave, right? Only a slave doesn't want to be a free man. So I'd like to. The Olam's holding an Eved Ivri. I personally am holding an Eved Kanani because I'm learning Gittin and you're learning Kedushin. So I'd like to give a Shir Klali on Avadim. Since we're all holding an Avadim, I'm going to do my expertise, which is Eved Kanani. That's where I'm holding. And you'll tell me if there's any connection to Eved Ivri. But Lamaisa, there's a Gemara. The Gemara, it's really a Mishnah. Machloik is Tanoim. Whether or not an Eved wants to be free. Whether or not it's a Zechiah for him. And the Manda Amar, who says it's not a Zechiah for him, the Gemara asks, how can it be? It goes through all these different cheshbonos, possible reasons. Gemara doesn't understand. And the Gemara says, no, you don't understand. When you're an Eved, when you're a servant, you know what you get? A Shifcha. You get a nice Shiksa, a Shifcha. So the Gemara says, wait, but you get, when you're a Ben Chayrin, when you're a free man, a Yid, you get a nice Beis Yaakov girl. A Bela, a Bracha, a Shprinzi. She was Miss Chazeka, she was a Sally, now she's a Sarah. You can get all different flavors and types of nice girls. What's wrong? Why does he want this shifcha? What's going on over here? And this is clearly the biggest motivation in his life, because he doesn't want to be free. Says the Gemara, an amazing statement. The Gemara says, Avda behefgeira nichale. An Eved likes hefgeiras. What does hefgeiras mean? It's not so clear. The word hefger in halacha means not having a kinyan. The word hefgeris means freedom. How do you have freedom with a woman, says Rashi, very simply. This woman, she's not a real relationship. Relationships are heavy, dude. This is a shifcha, man. You don't have to talk to her. You don't have to apologize to her. You just do what you have to do and you move on. And then she's back again. This is the life. That's avda behefgeira nichale, is its geschmack to have no responsibilities. An eved is a second-class citizen, but he's living in the muck of being an eved. You enjoy the freedom. You enjoy being able to do this. And hefgeiras means no kinyanim. If you're living a life of hefgeiras, then you have no kinyanim. A ben chayrin, a free man, makes kinyanim all the time. He's kinda. Every object that you have comes with responsibilities. You buy a cow, oh boy, you better watch out for that thing. Make sure it doesn't, you know, an ox, you better make sure it doesn't run into anybody. Right? You buy real estate, you better watch out. You better watch for the taxes. You better watch for investors. You better watch whether the real estate market is going up or down. Anyone who has kinyanim, it's heavy. So there's a ben chayrin and he feels like he's living. A ben chayrin, a talmid chacham, is someone who's making kinyanim all the time. But there's such a geschmack in being an eved. Because when you're an Eved, it's free. It's free. And there's an akuda here that Chazal say that this is a way of living, that when you're in the Avdus, when you're there, you can't see past it. Every responsibility, everything that's heavy, that's breaking the chill. So all those things feel like they're not worth it when you're an Eved. Because that's the way you see your life. That's the Mahalach HaChaim you have. And not only that, an Eved's something interesting. Amazing Rambam I came across. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs. There's a concept, it's a parsha in the Torah, according to the Rambam, it's a mitzvah in the Torah. You have a runaway Eved. He ran away from Chutz Aretz. He gets to the Holy Land, Eretz Yisrael. He gets there. And what do you want to do to him? Tie him up and take him as an Eved? It's Aser. It's an Isser in the Torah. It's a lav. You have to let him have his freedom. He made it to Eretz Yisrael. It's true he's a fugitive, but he came to Eretz Yisrael, says to Sefer HaChinuch, he made it to Eretz Yisrael. He's an idealistic guy. Right? Free the man! Fine. Then it says something interesting. You're not allowed to pick on this Eved. This Eved actually becomes a Yid, because when you free an Eved, he becomes a Yid. You're not allowed to pick on him. Fine, you're not allowed to pick on a lot of people, guys. You're not allowed to pick on a Yid. It's called Onas Dvarim. You're not allowed to pick on a Ger, a convert. It's an extra laugh. Frek the Rambam! Why is there another laugh by a runaway Eved that comes to be a Yid? Why does the Torah give a whopping three lavim over here? One for a Yid, one for a Ger, and finally a runaway Eved who becomes a Yid. You can't mess with him, you can't insult him, you can't do all these things. Why in the world would I think I'm going to insult this guy? He's a Jew. He's a Yid, like everybody else. Says the Rambam, he says, L'chulshus nafshay. Yoiser shuffle min a ger. This guy is lower than a ger. Ad shaloi toimer ze eved lo yisbayish monas dvorim. A person will say he's not going to get embarrassed if I diss him, if I one line him, if I ride into him, if I bash the guy. He won't get embarrassed. You know why? Because he was an eved. When you were an eved, you know, you're used to this stuff. I don't know if you guys ever walked around, you know, Manhattan in different parts. You listen to the way people talk to each other. I would cry if somebody would call me those names. They seem to be doing just fine. Do you know why? Because they're low lives. They're low lives. And the Rambam's saying that it doesn't affect the guy, perhaps. Like Rashi says on Daf Nun Ches in Baba Metzia, that Onas Dvarim is even when something is Dushbe, when you're used to it, when it doesn't affect your Nekudas HaKavod. An Eved has no Nekudas HaKavod. And this answered a tremendous question for me, I want you to know. Because I'm very sensitive, unfortunately. I'm still working on it. I'm extremely sensitive. Any one of you guys could probably ruin my day. I'm embarrassed to say. Okay? And then I go into the lunchroom or the dorms, and I look at these men of valor. They can handle anything. It's unbelievable. Stinky, shorty, fatty, everything. Idiot, retarded. I'm like, wow, you could be called retarded and make it through? This is my Rebbe. That's what I thought. I really thought such a thing. Until I saw this Rambam. Shteit Mefurish in the Rambam, the guy is probably a slave. He's so low that you can't insult him. It's pumfakert. And I thought of this, but I needed another Rambam to make a decision. And I found one. And this Rambam is more mefurish. This is worth a few million dollars and I'm giving it to you for free. Maybe a few thousand I'll take for this. It's worth it. Says the Rambam, there are extremists in the world who people think are heroes. Harbi pamim yitu b'nei adam b'elu apulos v'yachshvu miksavos toiv u'maylu mimalas nefesh. There are people who see extremists and think that they're heroes. What's one of the examples of the Rambam over here? Listen to this. V'yoymru al p'chus nefesh. They say about a lowlife, shehu savlon, that he can handle people's insults. He can handle difficulties. Says the Rambam, that's a terrible mistake. The Rambam's saying, you know why he can handle things? You know who was called a savlon in the Torah? Says Rashi, a'ish maisha onav. What is Rashi's target perish on the word onav? Modest? Savlon. Wow, we got in the dorms, we've got a Moshe Rabbeinu over here. We've got Moshe Rabbeinu and Dave. Dave and Moshe Rabbeinu. Unbelievable. They can handle any insult in the book. And the answer is no. If you're in the toilet bowl, so then if somebody flushes on you and goes on you again, it doesn't do anything. It's nothing, because you're there already. The Rambam in the Mishnah, Dalet Dalet in Pirkei Avos, says the greatest day for this man who was working on himself. This is a true story. I might have to edit this out of the website, this story, but it's in the Rambam. The greatest day of a man was, he said, I was in the luggage compartment of a ship, and a man looked at me as a tiny thing. And he basically took out his private parts, and he went to the bathroom on me. And this chassid said, and I didn't feel anything. It was the happiest day of my life. This is overload for me. Every time I read this, it's too much. But you know what? There's another guy who's in the luggage compartment, and he's already a toilet bowl. And it's not a mila that he's not upset. Oh, just got a little wet, a little moisture. Should do this more often. Because that's where he is. Avda behefkeira nichale. He's living in hefkeiris. There's no goals. There's just whatever. Everything's about the chill. There's a certain hefkeiris, a metzias to him, that he doesn't think about his nekudas hakavet. The Meshech Chachma in Parshas Va'era Vav says on the Lashonis of Voitzeti Vitzalti Vigalti, what's Vigalti? What did it mean when Hashem took the Yidden out of Mitzrayim with the word Gaalti? Hu she'eved rucho shvela. Ad ki amru chovu le'eved she'yasa ben charen. He says an Eved's a really down guy to the point where he doesn't want to be free. And he quotes our Gemara in Gittin that an Eved wants hefker. V'zem mitzad she'eno margish yichos avosav. Says the Meshech HaChachma, why does he feel so down? He doesn't remember his roots. That he has a father, that he has a grandfather. He's from Yichus. He's Meyuchus. He's a person of stature. But he says, Klal Yisrael still held on, even though they were Avadim. Lo Shinu Shmaisayan, he learns. They didn't change their names, means just like we name our kids, you know, after people from earlier generations. Over here, Klal Yisrael named their kids Reuven and Shimon and Levi and Yehuda all through the Gullus. All through Mitzrayim. And says the Meshech Chachma, this is what kept them from being lowlives. Because they always maintained that level of responsibility and greatness. Kol Zman, a person is an Eved like that, he can't see it. He has to hold on. And Lamaisa, when a person doesn't know the value of themselves, so then they feel like a behemoth. A behemoth. The Chovas Halvava says, there's something called modesty. He says, but if you see somebody who looks too modest, be wary of the guy. You know why? He says he might be an animal. Like a werewolf? Scary. He might be an animal. It's true. I'll spread it to inside. Do not work on another until you work on feeling exalted. And separate yourselves from animals. Be Yisron Chachma v'Yikras Nefesh v'Yediyah Brura b'Midas Tovus. Abal Zula Zeh. Anything else? Ach b'Megunas in Yona ki Inyan HaBehemus. Any type of modesty without a sense of real value is like an animal. You're like an animal. So now let's get a little bit more serious over here. My Alter Zeda, I'm told, the brother of the Vilna Gaon, says that this is the Yisoid. And we've been pointing this out a lot. Identifying yourself. Do you identify yourself as an animal? Or you identify yourself as a person? Says Rav Avram Achagra, Adam b'yikar. Below Yavin, Nimshol Kibahemis Ninmu. What does the pasuk mean? On Adam, he says, be yikar, has respect for himself and knows his greatness. That's what's supposed to be. But Vilo Yavin, if he doesn't know his greatness, Nimsho Kibehemus Nidbu. He's like an animal, and says Rav Avram Achagra, he'll be over on every Isser in the book. Every Isser. And now, once we've compared this to an animal, we're now going to go to our favorite sugya, the Ama Aretz, better known as Earthman. Right? You guys have heard of the superhero? He's Earthman. Right? He's like a little mole who sticks his head out from the earth. Earthman! Let's learn about Earthman for a little bit. What is the Ama Aretz? Says the Gemara, it's a Gemara in Psachim, on Daf Mem Tes. Says the Gemara, whatever you do, don't marry off your daughter to an Ama Aretz. Why? Because you're Mekayim the Pasuk, Arur Sheichevim Kol Behema. You've set your daughter up with a cow. Mazel Tov. That's intense. But it doesn't stop over there. It says over here later, Tanya Hayaribi Meir Omer, Kol Amesi Bitol Ama Aretz, whoever marries off his daughter to an Ama Aretz. Like that. Ki'ilu kofso menicha lifnei ari. It's like he put her in front of a lion. We're in the zoo, Rabosai. Ma ari doires v'oichel. An ari. Under the chuppah, he's attacking her. Doires v'oichel ve'im lo boshes panim, and he has no boshes panim. Af ama aretz makeu bo'al. He takes his prey. Ve'im lo boshes panim. He has no boshes. What happened to the Gemara? What? This guy's name is Harold. He's an accountant. He's from Queens. The guy, he's such a nice guy. What happened to Harold? He's so nice. He made such a good impression on his in-laws. And all of a sudden, Harold comes in. Ha, 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 ha. What happened to Harold? But it's a Gemara, Rabosai. If it wasn't a Gemara, so then I wouldn't have to take it seriously. The Gemara says one thing over here that's key. Ein lo boishes panim. He has no shame. A person who is not a Talmud Chacham, they don't have what the Torah calls shame. And when you don't have that type of shame, nothing's stopping you. Harold can get on that leather jacket and the Harley, and all of a sudden he's a monster. He's mamish like an Ari Dores because he doesn't have boishes panim, a sense of shame. A sense of shame is a whole rule book that you carry with you, that the Talmud Chacham has. Earthman, as the Maharal says, why is he called Ama Aretz? He's a man of the land. He identifies with the land. So he can be like this. He can behave this way. But a Talmud Chacham, the Rambam says, in Isurei Bia, this is also worth a few million dollars. And I've said this Rambam over to Gedolei Olam. It's a Metziah. The Rambam in Isurei Bia Perchav Aleph says, Lo Yisa Adam Basa Ama Aretz. Don't marry off your daughter to an Ama Aretz. Lo Yisa Adam Basa Aretz. Excuse me. Don't marry off Lo Yisa Adam Basa Aretz. Don't marry the daughter of an Ama Aretz. And then it says Lo Yisa Bitol Ama Aretz. Don't marry your daughter off to an Ama Aretz. And then it says Yisa Bitol the Talmidei Chachamim. Marry off your daughter to a Talmud Chacham. If you ask me why to marry off your daughter to a Talmud Chacham, Anochi Akatan, you know what I would tell you? Because there's a mitzvah called Boitidbach. It's one of the Doraisas. And the Gemara in Ksubis says that you're Mekayim this mitzvah through marrying off your daughter to a Talmud Chacham. That's what I would say. And the Rambam in Hilchas Deis says that as well. However, in Isurei Bia, which is the Isurim of be careful where you put your daughter, the Rambam says the most amazing thing. He says the most amazing thing. Listen to the Lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't say that he's going to tell his wife or Reb Kiv Yeager at the table either. What does he say? Yisa bito v'talmid chachamim she'ein dover meguna v'lo meriva bebeso shel talmid chachamim. There's nothing sleazy, and there's no bickering in the house of a Talmud Chacham. What does that have to do with a Rashba? The Rambam's saying a Dover Niflo over here. The Rambam's not saying that this guy is going to keep all Sifim in the Mishnah Berurah, in the Shulchan Aruch, and Sif Katans in the Mishnah Berurah. It doesn't say that. He's going to stay away from two things. A Dover Maguna is something that's sleazy. You know what sleazy is? When I was growing up, I feel bad for you guys. You know what the icker reason I feel bad for you is? Not because you have technology. That's a tzara. But you don't have to do what we had to do an Avera. When I was growing up, if you wanted to see the things that you could see at the flick of a switch, you had to go under tracks. And there was... And dude, you want some crack? And then you're going, and you're like, why did I do this? Gotta get back to yeshiva. And then you see the signs, X, flashing you, and all you do, you run away from there. And if you're a big Baal Taiva, you go in for a second. Why? Because it's so clear that's not where you should be. You see the sleaze. You see it with your own eyes. This is where I grew up, guys. Every candy store in the back, it was like this place. There was something going on in the back, and whoever was there was like, I'm not there, I'm just scratching myself over here. There was a tremendous Nekudas HaKavod. The only way to not be addicted to the worst things in the world today is to be a Talmud Chacham and have a sense of pride that you're above it. It's the only way. Nothing will stop you. There are no crackheads, there are no scary screams, there's no sleaze, there's no train tracks, there's nothing. There's simply the level of I am a Talmud Chacham. I will not do something sleazy. Not because it's usher. There are other things, but sleazy? I will not do something like that. It's beneath me. That's number one. Number two, Meriva. You know what Meriva is? People tell you you're allowed to argue with your wife. They tell you this in Shalom Bayis. Everybody argues with each other. You like picture like boxing matches. So this way, you know, when a chassan starts arguing with his wife, he doesn't feel so bad, you know, because he's heard like it's like Mike Tyson Biyamov. Okay, I'm sorry to take this away from you, but it's not true. It's not true. You can have a disagreement with your wife. You can have a disagreement. That's quite common. You're two different people from totally different places. She's from LA. You're from Muncie. Like, whoa, it's a chiddush. How do you guys pull this off? Right? So you have a lot to talk about and a lot to work out. Okay? Maskin. However, there's no bickering. There's no bickering. Meriva doesn't mean a disagreement. Bickering. Yes, it's a goal to never bicker with your wife. I don't know if you've ever seen bickering of a couple. It's so undignified. I once saw it recently. I saw it. It's so undignified. It's watching people. It reminds me of my children, like with the snacks. You know, there's like these great debates in my kitchen about snacks. You said it, I can. You got two, I got three. What happened to you? A Talmud Chacham can't do that. He's not going to bicker. He might really not want to go to his in-laws for Pesach. Really not want to. Really. He's going to, bracha, I think we should talk. Let's talk, bracha. My parents are such a nice seder. Because he's a Talmud Chacham. That's where you send your daughter. There's a dignity. The Rambam is saying that the Chachma Shebo is that he has a higher level of sophistication. He's running based on this, on the godless of Torah. That's what's being mashpia on him. That's what's motivating him. And the Shaila is if we really want this. Rav Volba says, when we say Shalo Asani Ofet, every day we say Shalo Asani Ofet, he knows how to stick it to us, Rav Volba. He says, you thank Hashem for not being an Evi. He says, really, let's look at your life. I see Avdus over there. I'm learning with a chill. I'm like a neo-surfer rabbi dude with a Rashba and a Ritva and a Rav Chaim. Yeah, man. So, this is the life, man. Rashbas. Right? I'm describing myself. I'm nervous. But Lamaisa, a person has to take it fully. A person has to say that they don't want Hefkeris. Do you know what Hefkeris is? You know what Hefkeris is? Hefkeris is saying, you know what I want to do for my life, my goal? To support Talmidei Chachamim. Whoa, that's Hefkeris. Don't tell Mishpacha magazine that. Then they'll be out of a business. Yes. To say that your life goal is to support, you know what? If I have some money in here, I'll put stuck in this pushka. I have no problem. You know, it's saying you want to become a supporter of Torah for a living is that you want to hire someone else to have a life. I'll hire somebody. Why should I be someone that's big? I want the hefgeris. I want to sit there with that pina colada and write a check every few days. Have my name on all these shasses. Stark, 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 stark. Everyone's, you stark shas? You stark? Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Spent my whole life going, yes, I am. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. What was going through your mind as you thought about publishing that shas? I thought that it was a good thing to do. Wow. So amazing. He has millions of dollars and he wants to do something good. Wow. It's inspiring. I want to be like him. I want to have that kind of car. Does he have a Ferrari? I want to have that Ferrari. That's Hefgeris. I know somebody. He stays by me. The man is a multi-millionaire. And he learned by Rav Chatzkel Levenstein, Rav Osai, Zatzal. And you know what? This is scary. This man has millions and millions of dollars. But Rav Chatzkel convinced him that life is not worth living if you don't learn 8 hours a day. Okay, so I would just say like, whoa, so yeah, he got made all this money, 8 hours a day. He has to get up at 3 in the morning. He gets up at 3 for his first Seder of 4 hours. I don't know when the other one is. And even on vacations in Ben Hazmanim, when they wanted to go here and wanted to go there, Rav Chatzkel said, you know how much Romamus is in that person? There's no Hefgeris over there. And this is exactly what the Altar of Kel meant. It's exactly what he meant. Someone came over to him and said, what does it mean that a person, kachi darcha shel Torah, this is the way of Torah, pas b'melach teichel, mayim b'shurish tishteh, bread and water. Well, it says, ima ta'oisekein, ashrecha b'olam hazeh, v'tov lecha b'olam haba. Frek somebody, the Altar of Kel, says, ashrecha b'olam hazeh, if you eat bread and water, first of all, Rashi doesn't say that you have to eat bread and water. It means you have to be so dedicated. But even according to Rashi, that's too intense, Rabbi. You're going to be happy in Olam Hazeh like that. You know what the Altar of Kelm said? You didn't read the Mishnah. You did not read the Mishnah. Of course you have that kasha. It says, Imata Oisekin. If you do this, you will enjoy Olam Hazeh and have a good Olam Haba. If you're in the game, if you're looking from the outside, there's no way you're going to take this on. Because Avda Behefgeira Nichale, he's got a shiksa. All types of shiksas in his life. His wife should be crying at night. Women have no clue what it is to see another woman. That's the only reason they let us watch movies. Do you know that? If they knew what was going on in our heads, they would throw these things out and they would stamp on them, destroy them, whatever it is. They have no. We've pulled a fast one on them, Rabbi. Yeah, we're spending time together. Makaralanu. Avda behefgeira nichle. That is our generation. There's so much hefgeiras. Somebody said, yeah, my family goes to mixed beaches on vacation. Just on vacation. Right, because it's hefgeiras. That's how you, why don't you just rip your shirt open on vacation? Ah, like they do at these hard rock concerts. It's Grivaldic. Go to mixed beaches, rip yourself open. Hefgeiras. Imato oisekein. It's a little bit scary, maskim. Maskim. But you know what? This is what we're selling. We're selling being a ben Torah. You jump in. I've got such hana. I was with my kids by a pool a couple weeks ago. And one of my kids is looking at the pool. You know that big badika, how cold is the water? And you're asking your friend, is it cold? Is it not? What's she urin of cold? You know, this is what I have to deal with at this age. Right? And Abba, watch this. Abba, watch that. You know, belly flop. Ah! So there's like the badika. And then there's the kid who's looking at the water. Looking. And it was Gaonis. She said to me, Abba, push me in. So I did it. But it was gewaltig. That is the problem. There's no way. Sometimes we don't feel we can do it. We need to be pushed in. We need to be pushed in. And in there, it's so geschmack. A little bit of cold water is what's stopping us. Rebbeinu Dayal Akula. That's what's stopping us. And it's in every area, Rebosai. I've been waiting for a Mar Makom for hats. I've been staying away from hats. Every week, the guys come out and go, whoa, he didn't talk about hats, Baruch Hashem. Guess what? The time has come. And overtime while you're looking for dinner. Where is it? Let's find it. Oh, I can't find it. somebody sabotaged my my stuff. It's a Me'iri. The Me'iri in Rosh Hashanah. And if you think that the Rabbeinu Shlom didn't want this now, the only reason I'm wasting your time with this after overtime is because I found this morning before I came to Seder, early when I was learning something that I thought had nothing to do with the Shmuz. And the Rabbeinu Shlom dropped this Me'iri into my hands. Says the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, on Daf Ches, the Gemara says that Yovel, right? The slaves go free. So the Gemara says, when do they go free? The Gemara says, Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur? The Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel says, from Rosh Hashanah, they eat and drink and they're happy, they're free, like exercising freedom. And they have Ataras al Roshem, they have crowns on their heads. Interesting. What kind of crowns? Rashi says, Lav Dafka. It's just a nice way to talk. Crowns on the heads. Until Yom Kippur, that they get totally saved from Avdus. Says the Me'iri, this is a Matana from Hashem. We're watching Mamish, a Maimed Har Sinai that happened this morning before I came to Yeshiva. Push it in your schus. Says the Me'iri, we're making history, no one will quote this. Says the Me'iri, he says, what's going on with the hats? That they have these turbans on their head. When you put on a turban, you say, "Oter Yisrael b'sifara." Hashem has been ma'atar me, has encrowned me with splendor, with beautiful covered. And slaves don't wear hats. Nice one, right? Slaves do not wear hats. Mipneshu simin lecheres, because a hat is a sign of cheres. And that's exactly this, Nakuda. What is it that we've been talking about? Keser Taira, Keser Shem Tov, Keser Kahuna, crowns. You know why people hate hats? Because a hat is really meaning that it's official. They see the hat. So first it comes like this, it's like that, you know, like the tzayinim where their kippah is like dangling off like that. Then it goes like this, and then it's like, wow, it's down here, and it's like, down? Yes, I am a Ben Torah. It's happened. But there's not a hefgervelt. You think these things, Hashem plays a practical joke, that he makes a hot uniform? Hashem has it all planned out. There are crowns, and the reason it's difficult to wear is because it's a shibud to being great. We should all be zeicher.